looking at Simon Tov Kuf Lamed. We'll see a little bit of the Mishabura and we'll see the Spirit Halacha.
Okay. Shulchan Aruch says, Chol HaMoed is also B'Ksas Malacha, so Mutam and B'Ksasin. Some are also, some are Mutam and Chol HaMoed. Hagol Afi Tzarech Ho'inyan Shohoyin Nira L'Chachamim L'Hatar. And it's up to the Chachamim to decide what's Mutam and what's Aser. Zat Mishabura and Aleph. There are five categories of malachas which are mutar and chalamoid. Number one is davar ha'aved, im lo yasena ato, something which if you do not do it now, it would be damaged or lost in some way. It's tzarchei hamoyed. Haino. So tzarchei hamoyed goes like this. The tzarech echol nefesh. If it's echol nefesh, the mutar filo ma'isa uman from shkaz the reisim and tafkuf lama gimel. Ma'isa uman is mutar the tzarech echol nefesh. Avos shar tzarech emoyed davka ma'isa hedid from shkaz reisim and tafkuf me'am and tafkuf me'mal. For other things, ma'isa hedid is mutar, ma'isa uman is aser. We shall perish only my yoichal. Person does not have what to eat, so he's allowed to leave a ma'isa uman to get his food. Tzarchei rabim, tzarchei rabim are mutter, even ma'isa uman. The rabbit is also even a ma'isa uman, if necessary. Ma'isa hedyad, I feel the yachid, if it's tzarchei moed, that's, you know, your fifth category. We spark alechad b'mekayma, each one will be explained as we go along. Be'ikir isr melechad z'cholim moed, yesh deyos ben rishon. There's a machlokes between the Rishonim. Yesh Yisrael Shehu Midivrei Sofrim. Some say it's a Durabonim. The Neshem Etzina B'Torah Shenikru Mikra Kodesh. The Torah refers to Chol HaMoed as a Mikra Kodesh. Reus Zman Chagiga B'Mikdosh. There was also time to bring a Korban. So those 2 points, Fichu Osum B'Asiyas Malacha Chazal made Yisurim Durabonim. Kedei Shelo Yia Kishar Yomoy Sachol Shein B'Hem Kiddush HaKlal. It shouldn't be like a regular weekday. So Chazal felt the need to ask for certain things. They did not make a totally usher. They allowed the 5 categories I mentioned above. That say it is, those say it's the Rabbanah. For Harbor Post, Kim Servishu, some many say it's the Raisa. If it's the Raisa, so how are these things mutter? So these things which are mutter, which seem to be strange, if it's the yant of the rice, how can it be mutter? Who up he? Harishus shenitin lachachamim min atara b'malechus cholam moed fitzarach inyan lahater. So the chamim had the power to be matter. The chamim were given the discretion to decide what malechus will be yasser or not. Kedushin lizeh. Like the Gemara says in Chagiga Daf Yud Ches, that the Rama explains as a Chacham saw fit to describe it. You have to be careful not to do more than what the Chachamim were matter. The Chazal, Amr Chazal, Amavas as a Moedus, the Hanum Usha Osev and Malacha, Kilo Obed of Adazora. So that's referring to Chol HaMoed. So even if they say it's Rabbanon, you have this Chazal that the person is Mavas does Malacha, which is not permitted, is called Ein Lecha, is going to be is Kilo Obed of Adazora.
What's the connection?
What's the swerve in the connection between Obed Obed Azorah and Mavazah Samoyedus? The simplest understanding of it, you know, the Rishiva used to always say, Rishiva used to always say from the Talzer Rav, that what does the word Moyed mean? He says, Chazal, the Halacha says that we don't say Tachar on Tishuvah because it's Ikra Moyed. What exactly? So the word Moyed, Oil Moyed, doesn't mean a Yomtiv, it means meeting. It's a meeting place. So Moyed is a time of meeting a Kodesh Baruch Hu. When you meet a Kodesh Baruch Hu, sometimes a father meets a child. You feel the intensity of the meeting. because they rejoice together. Sometimes you feel the intensity of the meeting because the father punishes the child, but you feel the intensity of the meeting, so you feel him. His presence is there. So Moyed is his mom, or Kodesh Baruch Hu's presence is there. So in that, in the presence of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, a person is going doing something else. He's basically ignoring a Kodesh Baruch Hu, so it's kilo a bit of it. I mean, you know, that's the basic understanding of it. He's moving away. He's moving away from Kodesh Baruch Hu's presence, which is more visible present than doing his own thing. Gam Chayiv, Mechaber Chol Moed, Bechmeichol Mishta, Ksus Nakiyah Shal Yinik Behem Min Nechol. You have to have the meals should be nice meals. You should wear nice clean clothes. It shouldn't be like regular weekday. Maril Lomish Hakata Shal Shabbos. The Maril actually he actually wore his Shabbos clothing. He took that a step further. The Mishaber said, "Ksus Nakia," so I could wear a nice. It doesn't have to be a yomtiv outfit. It could be. It's nicer than your average weekday outfit. But the Maril just would actually wear his Shabbos clothing. Okay, so that's the Mishaber. Then he has a shaila whether there's a chi of suda or not, whether there's a chi of you actually have to wash or not, whether there's a chi of. So that's what to talk about with that. Fine. Is that the real loch? Ein mishaber mashakosav sheyesh sam mishum rabbanon. So who holds it to rabbanon? So who does a Rambam perik zayin hilchos yomtiv for ben otam rivo b'toisus chagiga daf yud ches. So toisus comes out. That's an asmach le ba'almol in the Gemara. Mashagevi go smag. Masha maybe hagoyes maimonius b'shul tegibor b'shadas a smag b'shem b'hag gam kain is so that the b'hag also holds its rabbanon. Ayanti b'b'hag well I'm muchach midi. I don't see any raya for the b'hag that holds its rabbanon. About Rabbi Masha k'tzas yoser shahelok b'shita shar rishon the shilu duhu the rice. He seems to go with the shita the rice. Elishem moser a cause of the chachamim lahatam mixos and kadisa b'gemara. But the chachamim are given this question to define. The day, but whatever they define goes under the umbrella of Nisit Raisa. Mashakosa b'smag to whom the rabbanon, that was the smag says the rabbanon. Well, the reatz, that's the smag himself talking. It's not in the name of the bahag. If you look at the actual bahag, v'riaz hamuba b'shul tegiborim, and so. So he has the Rambam, the Rebbeinu Tam, and the Rivo. He has the Smag. He has the Riaz. Riaz is Yisachar Zeruah. The Riaz either could be Yisachar Zeruah. That was the Sefer Zeruah was one of the Bali Toses. He was from Vienna, actually. It's Yisachar Zeruah, or the Riaz is sometimes referring to the Rishaya the Trani. There is two Rishayas Zitrani. One was referred to was the Rid, Tosis Rid, and he had a grandson known as the Riaz. Also Rishaya Zitrani, they referred to him as Riaz because Rishaya is something, I don't know his full name. So I'm not sure what it's referring to. But Rosh Rav Mordechai, and now, Masha Kosib, the Re'em Sirlei Dehu Deraisa. That which the Mordechai says, the Re'eim says, it's the Raisa. What's up with the Re'eim? B'shem Reboisav Ayin Shom Yireim. The Re'eim, one of the Rishonim wrote a sefer called Yireim. You look at the Yireim, he quotes his Re'eim, because Ayin Shom Yireim, Sim Shindalid, the Ubatzim and Mistapik Shom Bezeh, Mitzadat the Hudra Bonon. So it's not, he hasn't come to a final decision on that point. But the Mordechai says, Yireim says, it means that Yireim causes Rebbeim that it's so, and he himself is not sure. I can't read the next word. Batur?
Yeah,
there's a word. Okay. Baharash and Reishud all say it's Rabbanon. Okay, that's a pretty impressive list, it's Rabbanon. Many say it's the Raisa. Harif, Shaviya Turbishmoy, Besimin Tafkav Lamad Rav, which is related to Huda Raisa. The Riff quotes, the Tur quotes the Riff, that's the Raisa. What's the raya that the Rif holds is the raya? So, Hainu made a hitzik bereish ma'at katan. Again, remember the Gemara which talks about Chol HaMoed is in Chigiga, but the Rif talks about it in ma'at katan, obviously. And beginning of ma'at katan, he quotes the whole our whole sugya b'stama kol b'raisa shahubi b'chigiga daf yirches shalom the mikra the osim b'malachim in a Torah. Well, here as Aklum, he doesn't point out that it's only the Rabbanan. The flow of the braises seem to be mashmish the raya, like Tosis points out. Tosis the rishmat is bound, but the Rif doesn't say that. If this quotes the braises and leaves them as is, which we'd have to assume he holds as the rice. And by Rabbi Yosef, Shomer Lov, Shini Dei Menayin Loy Latur Zeb. The Rabbi Yosef says, "I'm not sure where the tour saw in the rift that's the rice. The after the." Maybe the reason why he quoted the Braises and the Psukim was because of Asmachtas. So the Mishabura is trying to answer the Kasha by saying, well, if that had been so, he should have said that. You don't quite quote five sources in the Tanoim quoting Psukim, that's the Raisa, and don't say a word, and you hold it on Asmachta. It's not Mistaber. Right? So that's how he would answer the basis of kasha. I'm in Harsholim, but Benachal Eshkol Shekosef Zedibri Aturbe Das Rif Who Iker. That's the Raisa. This is how they answer the question. He wouldn't quote the Brises Bistam. How do you hold his own Derbonim? Chenir Min Hashultis Parshas Bracha. So that's important. Shultis is one of the Gaonim. Vayeshkol Beritz Gaius is one of the Beritz Gaius is one of the early Rishonim. Shekulam Atikwa Brises Bistama. So it's Mash again, that's the same point. Rashbam Perakar Bipsachim Daf Kuf Yutkes Shepirish Mavaz Azamoydus Koyal Cholamoyd Umizeh Chichu HaToysis B'chagiga Daf Yutkes. And now the Sirli the Osim in the Torah Melacha B'cholamoyd. Toysis learns that if you learn Mavaz Azamoydus is going on Cholamoyd, Toysis himself says it means you hold us the rice. So he holds the Rashbam, holds us the rice. Well, if that's true, the Gam Rashi is served with Osim in a Torah. The Gam Hum Pirish Karash Bam Makas Dav Kav Gimel Sanhedrin Dav Sadites. Because the Shibbol Alekim Shemarish Kav Kav. If that assumption of Tosis is correct, that it's only Mavas the Moed is only true. It's referring to Cholamoid. If you hold Cholamoid as the Raisa, so then you have the same Raya in Rashi and the Shibbol Alekim.
So the alternative is just say that it's.
The reference to the answer. Right. The Chum had we given discretion, what's us and what's mutter. So that's the two sheetas. Baramban Hitl Peshara. He comes along and makes a compromise. Shekom Malacha She'enah L'tzarech HaMoyed Yivinu Dabra Oved Humin HaTara. So there are Malachas that rise. Malacha which is not Tzarech HaMoyed, it's not Dabra Oved, so it's an issue that rise. But let's say Shehi L'tzarech HaMoyed Himu Teres Af Malachas Umon. At the Raisa level, the Tzarech HaMoyed would be Mutta, even the Melech HaZumim. Now, we only matter Melech HaZumim with Tzarech HaMoyed if it's Echol Nefesh. But if it's Stam, other Shar Tzarech HaMoyed, my Zumim is the Rabban, is Osir. So, the Rabban, that's the Rabban. So, Tosfos wants to answer the Gemoras that the problem is that the Gemoras are Mashas the Rabban, so the Rabban says, yeah, those are Gemoras are referring to. So, Tosfos makes a blanket statement. It must be the whole thing is only Nesmat the Baum. And Rabban says, no, there are malachas deraisa, which is the mashmozo, there's price over here. But there are cases which on a deraisa level would be mutter, the chomaser. For example, a tzarech hamoed, which is a malachas zuman, and it's not eichel nefesh. Val v'gav d'is bei tirch yisera, which the chazal asad tirch yisera. Which is not is mutter,
They came along and said, which is Tirchi Yisera, they limited some of those cases, as explained in Hilchos Chol HaMoed. Medikir Chol HaMoed is Vadei Devar Torahi. So you have the Ramban and the Rashba and the Ritva, and the Bach, the Magen Avraham, and the Gra sort of follow this Shora Shita. So you'll answer all the Gemaras this way. So it's a nice Mahalach. Which was a rash, but Shahuba Berachas Chaim Hilchos Tefillin, Chosr Shekein Ugamkein Das Chachma Surfas Lesser Malacha B'Cholamoy Min Atero. That the Chachma Surfas hold it is a Malacha B'Cholamoy Deraisa. Shagazari Bab the Meluim, the Meluim which you're usually familiar with is from Brit Mother Ksois, but the Shagazari wrote a sefer Amasetah Chagiga called Turi Evan. And the Turi Evan, there's a second Madura called Avdei Meluyim. Said Agam Ken Lalocha, the Osim in the Torah became the Beis Yosef Pesimin Zeh. So the Beis Yosef comes out in this, that it's a Raisa, and but with this Pshora approach. When the feet ask called the Poskim Eilu, Kishdam and Eza Sofik Melechus Cholam Moed. We have a suffix by Malach and Cholam Moed. The Vad made the Worm and Shadda Dasa Ramban and Rashba Haim Derban, except for the cases on Derban. Suffix the Rice, it's Rachla Hacham Radu, Suffix Bishol Tero. Ban the Kamam Simon Tov Kuflam and Zion, Bebir Loch, the Eshkaluk opinions that you'd have, you know, practical applications of this issue. Now, Vavta Mishuch and Rach, come and sit and talk with Laman Va Besifer the Pasuk Kirav Ami Lahakol Neged Ravuna Bechem Sitav Kolam Ches Sival Besim Tav Lam Tes Vav Masha Lahakol Tav Kshit Zem Kilim Tikir Hud Rabbanan. If he's being makel in certain machloikers, vice versa is Rabbanan because he's being makel on a suffik the rice. Esher Shlo Ruah called Hani Rishonim Shevesi. Well, that's a major mouthful, right? If the Beis Yosef had seen all the Rishonim that I quoted, he would have changed his psak. But you know, don't run because it ain't pasha. Definitely not pasha to be makriya that it's only drabon. Okay, so one second.
Sorry, the Ramah also within hold by the Shulchan Aruch. It's the Ramah.
Why?
This is not arguing.
But he's clarifying again. You know, it's not this machaber over here. It's not really clear whether what he's saying. Even the right from the machaber here, one way or the other.
Right, I thought the Ramah said it was the Ramah.
The real is the Rabbanim based on the Beis Yosef later on. There was, I don't know, the Beis Yosef himself was mashma that it's the Hachra is the Raisa. He said, they became the Beis Yosef is Simon Zeh. This decides. But he says, but the problem is the Beis Yosef later on seems to be makel in a few more chloikers, which would be mashma, so he's going to step with the Rabbanim the Kula. But the Beis Yosef over here actually says it's the Raisa. So he's Makriya, that's the right. And Pasha, that's, you know, that's what the Ramah is just explaining, that you have, it's the Raisa, but all of the, whatever the Chacham Ramah, that was part of the power of the Chacham to decide what's us and what's Murtu. So not clear in the Ramah that he's saying anything other than that. The Mar Lahakel came with Sarakuddle. Don't run.
Yes, yes. Lahakel, what's the Chafala?
Ki'im. Unless. Okay. So, let's get back to the Gemara.
What?
I didn't notice so many.
Well,
it comes too naturally.
At some point, probably does. You didn't
notice. But if you just took all the Rosh Hashanah, all the different korah.
Well, the name, okay, guys, that's, you know.
Well, of course, you say you don't have to know those.
I mean, the Rambam is the Rambam. I mean, we don't have to say that. Yeah,
the Rambam is the Rambam. There's a few there.
Okay. Okay, we're holding on Yuches and Aluf, five lines at the bottom. So the Yom HaTavoyach came out to be after Shabbos, so because the Tzdukim said that Atzeres always came out to be in Yom Rishon, because they learned the Mimachas of Shabbos meant Shabbos Bereishis. So you start counting the day after Shabbos, so day one will be on a Sunday, so day 49 is a Shabbos, and day 50, which is Shavuos, Atzeres, would always be on a Sunday. So in order people shouldn't perceive the Chumrah agreeing with the Tzdukim, Mutar B'Hesved of Atainus, you're allowed to normally the day of bringing a korban, normally the day of Yisro Chag, would be Asur Behesed B'Tainus, the day after Yom Tov, the day before Yom Tov, the day after Yom Tov, is Yisro Behesed B'Tainus. But over here, they were Matu Hesved B'Tainus, Shalom L'Kaim, Yisro B'Armim, Atzeres Acher HaShabbos. There shouldn't be any way to be perceived like a Yom Tov, like the Tzdukim.
Even though it's like only 1 year. Last year they know how we did, and next year it'll change too.
So I guess they felt it was important to stress it even so. For the Markasha, let's just start with Matanya. Maisa Umeis Alachsa, how do you pronounce his name? The Belud, this person died. Menichus call Yisrael the Seiftoi. They wanted to say a Hesped. Well, he nichem Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon did not allow it. Meshe Yom Tov Shal Atzeres saw you. It was Atzeres. Now, Yom Tov Sukhad Aitzuch. Ibi Yom Tov Mikosu said, Haki said, all of the Chachmiso came. They couldn't travel. So it couldn't have been on Yom Tov itself. It was the day of the bringing of the Korban, which is the day afterwards. Okay. Charetz Mutter. So it's a steer to our Mishnah. The price is a steer to the Mishnah. So my answer is Loikash. Can be Yom Tov Shechal Yos Acher HaShabbos. Can be Yom Tov Shechal Yos B'Shabbos. It's a case where the word really Yom Tov here is referring to Yom Tavuach. If Shavuos was Friday and then came Shabbos, so in that situation when the Yom Tavuach came out to be on Sunday, there was no need to be. There's no need to be machmer because nobody would perceive it. Already, you had Yom Tov Erev Shabbos. People understood that you couldn't bring a korban, then you bring it now. Where was the problem? The problem was in a case where Yom Tov came out on Shabbos, so you didn't see that it was Yom Tov in a certain sense because it was Shabbos anyway. So in that situation where it came out like that, so. You know, Ma Pitom, we're asking on Hesed B'Tainus on Sunday, and we're dressing up fancy on Sunday. Why so today's Yom Tov? Ah, so you see, Yom Tov comes out to be on Yom Rishon.
I mean, there's still this Kriyas Torah, this Hallel.
True. Again, you see the Chum. You know, we're walking far away from the Sudokim as they could. He prohibited the hesped, and she says it's mutzah behesped. B'ilus chalius b'shabbos. Shem tivuch achra shabbos. So then comes out if it comes out on Shabbos, then the yom tivuch is the next day, Sunday. Mutzah behesped neshamer matzeres achra shabbos. People will say, oh, you see, tzeres is on Sunday. The yantah came out not on Shabbos; it came out during the weekday. Then yom tivuch shaloi beachad b'Shabbos. Oh, I'm sorry. We're actually learning that the case was came out on a Tuesday. Not a Tuesday. That'd be a bad example. Came out to be on a Wednesday. So yom tivuch is Thursday. So yom tivuch is Thursday. You can't. It's also beheshed b'Tainus. The only day we're worried about is when it comes out to be on Sunday, which that's when it bothers us. If it comes out to be on any other day of the week, so Yom Tavuch is on Monday, Sunday. No problem with that. Okay. Let's see Rashi. Let's see the Mishnah. It's not the Mishnah. So now. The rest of the Masechta is not referring to Hilchos Chagiga, it's referring to actually to Halachos of Tum and Tahara. Rashi says the reason why it's here is because at the end of the last Mishnah, this all leads into the different Chumras that the Chachamim did. Many of them make a difference between an Amoris and a Talmud Chacham, a Amoris and what's called the Prushim, because they were more careful with Tum and Tahara. During Regal, certain halachas were permitted. They're more lenient vis-a-vis the Amoratzim, right? Koyso Chaverim, referring to Regal. So talked about the halachas, how Regal thinks certain things were different. So that's where is it going to end up? So that we're going to end up. We're talking about negate the halachas of Regal. So we first introduce you to these halachas that we're going to say are different than Regal. So from here to the end of the Masechta is dealing with Hilchos Tum and Tahara. Very Shmaka Sugyas. Okay, that's the Mishnah. Nightly Yadayim, there's a loch of Matilas Yadayim, that before you eat these items, you have to wash your hands. L'chulin, if something is chulin, there's a loch of Matilas Yadayim. L'maiser, Maiser over here means Maiser Sheni. Maaser Shani has halachas of Tumah. Maaser Rishon doesn't have any serum of Tumah at all. Rashi in Chumash and Parshas Korach says behedya that you can eat it anywhere you want. The pasuk says, I mean, even if you want to eat it in the middle of the Besek Boris, you're allowed to eat your Maaser Rishon. So Maaser Rishon has no halachas of Klushan. The Maaser Shani you have in Parshas Kisavah, right? Labiarti mena b'tame, that's referring to Maaser Shani. Maaser Shani it can't be eaten b'tumah. So the halacha of Matilas Yadayim from Maaser Sheni. Shuma clearly has halachas of Tum and Tahara. So Chazal or Mechayev did a Matilas Yadayim that your hands, which are Derabbanan, Stam Yadayim on a Derabbanan level, would make Shuma Tame. And therefore you have to wash your hands before you eat the Shuma. With a Kodesh, Matbilin. But before a person is going to be eating Kodesh, so you'd have to actually be toivel his hands in a mikvah. It wasn't sufficient to do Natila, he had to actually be toivel the hands. Well, the Chatos is referring to the Paraduma. The Torah refers to it as Chatos one place. Chazal sometimes use that phrase to refer to the Paraduma, which was out even more machmer than regular Kodeshim. See, nitma yodav and nitma gufay. There's no case of washing and toveling your hands because the loch is there. Because our machmer, then once the hands are tummy, the whole body is tummy. You have to be toveled in the mikvah. So, now, why was it that Chazal were more machmer when it came to paraduma? Paraduma is a korban, form of a korban. It shouldn't be more chomer. Anything was less chomer because it was not brought in the mikdash. the halacha deraisa that tul yarim is kosher for par aduma. That a person who has tuma who went to mikveh that day till the sun sets, the halacha is, and his tuma has been lessened. For example, on the deraisa level, he's now allowed to eat maaser sheni. Can eat truma till the sun sets. Maaser sheni, he'd be allowed. The person who's tuma may eat tul yarim can eat maaser sheni. Can't eat truma. So the tuma is less. The loch, the raisa level that for a paraduma, tuyam is kosher. Stukim said that tuyam is aser in paraduma. So the chum lahajalim and shal stukim would badafka be the kayam would make him. They'd make him into tuyam, and he would do the void of the paraduma as a tuyam. Right before they finish, he would do the process. They would take a share. They would take a share. Touch a sheretz there, make him tomei, put him in the mikvah, pull him out. He's clearly tuyarim, and then do the avodah. The chum were afraid that people would be mazals in the halachas because they see you know they're doing this maisa. Therefore, to correspond to that, they made many chumras that people would take the process of paraduma seriously enough because to counterbalance this the act that they were doing, which seemed to be a callous type of approach. Okay, so chatat is more chomer. Is that the Mishnah? So that's the first halacha, that there's different levels. Second halacha, a person goes to the mikvah. So you have a person who's machmer to eat chulin b'tahara. So he has to go to the mikvah. He went to the mikvah with intention to eat chulin. A person went to the mikveh with intent of eating chulin. Huchsak lechulin. He's become established that he's now permitted to eat chulin. However, also the meiser. He's not allowed to eat meiser sheni because he did not have intent when he went to the mikveh for the purpose of meiser sheni. Now, this is a chumrah d'rabbanan. Same the tilos adayim is a chumrah d'rabbanan. The raisa level is also a thing as tumas yadayim. The raisa level, either the body is tameh, the body is tor. If the body is tor and the hands are tameh, it doesn't exist at the raisa level. Tumas yadayim is the above. So a second chumra that the chumra made is at the raisa level, the morin chulin, the second parak says that a person goes to the mikvah with no intent at all, he's tor. There's no din of kavana, b'shas tevila. Chum came along and said that a person goes to the mikveh with intent to use chulin, so he's careful in regards to the level of shmir that you need to make sure that your chulin is tor. But he had no intent for meiser, so maybe he's not so careful vis-a-vis that. So chazon, you can't eat meiser. Tavol meiser, hoksa the meiser, but also the truma can't eat truma, which is more chomer. Tavol the chumah, hoksel the chumah, also the kaddish. Tavol the kaddish, hoksel the kaddish, also the chatas. So each one, whatever you intend, would not allow you to be considered Torah for the level above. But tavol the chomer is mutar the kal. Excuse me. If a person what had in mind for something higher level, so he had in mind for truma, so he'd be allowed to eat meiser and chul. Tovel v'lehichuchzak. The person was tovel, and while he was tovel, he had no intent for tevila at all. His mind was thinking about it's a great place to wash. You know, cool off. It's a hot day outside. Let's go swimming in this this lake over here. And the lake many times is a kosher mikvah, sometimes not, many times yeah. So it was a kosher mikvah, but he had no intent to shame tefila. Kilo lo tova. We deal with that as if there was no tefila at all.
Kavana is completely mocking.
They're bottom level. It's all their abundance.
What's an example of stuff
The loch is at the raisa level, or the one level also. There are two types of mikvahs. There's a mikvah which is called, it's referred to as a mikvah because it has to be stationary, and it's based on rainwater. And there's what's known as a mayun, which is a spring, which is coming out of the ground, and that is mayim chayim, that can be flowing in water. If you have a case where you have a mixture of rainwater and mayun water, shikubas arayv. So if I have a lake which is fed by underground springs, it also had, there's a tremendous amount of rain, so I might have a situation where the majority of the lake is rainwater, but since there are springs and there's a river feeding out of it, so there's a current in the lake, so it's flowing water, so it wouldn't be kosher, because the majority is rainwater, it has to be stationary. Even if it's not majority, any area which the lake expands beyond its natural borders due to rainwater, that area is considered rainwater produced and has to be stationary. So those are some of the challenges you have in a lake.
Even though a mayan is generally sort of a better mikveh, but it can parcel the.
Well, the fact that there's you'd have an underground spring feeding into a lake, and there's no natural outlet of the lake, so it's not considered that it's moving. It's just water feeding in. Okay, that's okay. Yeah. If you have a river which is if the lake feeds out into a river, which many times happens, so there's a current, so now there's movement. Now, sometimes you just have it in the lake eventually, just, you know, so where does all the water go? It seeps into the ground eventually, you know. So that's not a problem. If you have, as I once got a call, a guy calls me up, he's, you know, in Upper Michigan, and he caught some fish, and he just bought a knife, and he needs to table the knife, you know. What can he use? He's right near a small lake. He said, I don't know. Oh, it's a lake. Lake is kosher. I said, I don't know. I need more information about the lake. You know, you can't automatically assume that Lake Michigan is fine. Anything which has a din of a yam. So that the mikveh mayim kar yamim, even though the yam moves, and even the majority of it's rainwater, runoff of rainwater, etc., is not a problem.
What's the differentiator between a lake and a
yam? Not sure, but the fact you call that, I think that if you talk about some of the Great Lakes, which are not that much smaller than the Mediterranean, so I don't think that's not considered. I think those are considered yamim. I don't know where you draw the line. I'm not sure. Okay, so the Mishnah writer. Bilei Amoritz Medris the Prushim. Prushim are people which are machmir that they eat chulin b'tahara. So, an Amoritz is a person who did not have that chumra. Part of the definition of a Purish would actually have to undergo a Kabbalah and Bezdin to get a status of not being an Amoritz. Everybody sets out an Amoritz, and you step up to the level called a chaver, you have to actually go to Bezdin and be makabel, committing to eat chulin b'tahara with all the halachas, etc. So a person who is machmer and has a din of a parish has to assume that the person next to him is not being careful, and if he touches those begadim, he's going to become tame. Normally, begadim are not a tame person, but a begad which is tumas medris, zov sat on it, Anita sat on it, would get a din of a because the person it's only mekabel tuma from an av. So something which is a mishkav or a moshav is an av. Stama beged, if I touch a kli, so I'm an abatuma, so the kli becomes a rishon. Rishon can't be matama person. But if a zav, a zava, a nida, a mitzara, all these people would sit on a mishkav or a moshav, that becomes an abatuma. So that's called medrus. Medrus is because the law is that mishkav or moshav is generated through sitting, lying, leaning, standing, etc. So they just refer to it as medrus, which means medrus means stepping on it, etc. So that they refer to that anyway. So the law is big day amioritz. We assume they have a level of tumah of a deraisa level of being a medrus that they would generate tumah for a parish, make a parish tummy. Okay, that's now big day prushim medrus like lechuma. So I'm makra, they're very careful to make things that should only have it, they shouldn't become tomei vis-a-vis chulin. But we're not going to allow, if a person who's a koyan is eating chuma, so he touches a beged of a porish, he would have to assume that he's tomei. So, you know, again, it's a chumrah d'rabbanan because you picture the porish, his name is Rabbi Kiva, right? You probably know Hilchos Tumah Tahara. He says he's tor. Chum said, no, chumrah d'rabbanan, even says it's only a porish, he's not a chumrah d'rabbanan. The Gabi Achilas Chumah were more mach. And all the way up.
This seems to derive from the first part of the Mishnah that if your Tovel hooks up l'chulin, then you're tamei l'truma. That if the parish was Tovel hooks up
you're right, but see, the issue over here is again that, so let's say a person would, the beggar wouldn't be able to generate. A Tulyarim's beggar doesn't have it in a medrash. Saying so, I'm a parish, I'm machmer for chulin, and I'm very careful with my tumen tahara. And if I come time I go to the mikvah, you're right, I'm only being terrible with chulin. So it wouldn't work for meiser, it wouldn't work for truma, but it wouldn't generate tumah. Because if I touch the food directly, it would generate tumah. But my clothing, and worse, you know, you'd say, it got me that samanah, my clothing is a rishon, and it can't be matame, the person. Right? We're saying it's the matame of the person. So that was a separate, we're saying that the shmira that we do to protect our clothing, etc., was not sufficient. That's how they looked at it. So they said maybe Ishtar Nita sat on it. Well, Ishtar Nita sat on it, they said now it's a medras. Okay, I'm not calling my Eastern Indian. I said, well, I'm careful. Well, the Shmira level that you use for Kulin is not the same level as Shmira level. So, Gabi, Truma, you weren't Shmira. I don't know what happened if you weren't Shmira. We look at it as if there's no Shmira. Okay, Bide Ochle Truma, Medras the Kurdish, Bide Kurdish, Medras the Chatas. For example, Yosef Ben Yezer, how you chosen Shibakuna. He was a Kayan and he was considered the Chassid Shibakuna, tremendous Makbid, etc. But Hayamit Pachtu, Medrash the Kurdish, when he wasn't doing a bite in the Mikdash, one of his begotten, his Mitpachas, his handkerchief, whatever, did a Medrash the Kurdish. Yechen ben Gudgod, Hayachel al Taras the Kurdish, Koyamov. So now the Mora talks about idea in Sethus Chulan. That's what over here, that a Porish can come along and say, there are chumras, levels of chumra which you use for chumra more than regular chulin. I want to eat my chulin on the same level of chumra as how you deal with it, as if it's chumra. It's called Urchel Altaris Chumra. I want to eat my chulin the same level of chumra as if it was Kurdish. So it's called Urchel Altaris Kurdish. So he was makbar to eat al taras al kurdish. I mean, every chulin of the eight, he would be makbar as if this is mamish korban. All of the halachas of chumrah of korban when he ate his chulin.
All the halachas of
kurdish of korban, korbanos. Kurdish is korbanos.
So, right, including location.
No, we're saying that all of the halachas of chumrah of how you touching things, etc., he would deal with as if it's mamish kurdish, and still. The mice is only chulin. Now the Mor is going to discuss that Chazal put the imprimatur that Oichal Altaris Truma is called the valid mice of Achila of Chumra. So therefore, such a person who was machmer to eat Altaris Truma, his things will not generate Medras Latruma. He's doing the same level Shmir as Truma. But Kurdish was not normal for people to normally do this, so Chazal never made such a category, so it wouldn't have the milah that it's considered tahara the Gabi Kurdish, so it's considered to be kachto is medrash lechatos. I'm sorry, the Mishnah is saying that it was like Kurdish, but it still would impact the carbon chatos, the paradum. And that's machlokes in the Mora, whether Urchel Taras Kurdish is a valid maaseh achila. Thank you.